The Woman Who Walked in Sunshine by Alexander McCall Smith. Read by Adjoa Ando. There were very few people whom Mara Motswe wanted to shake. Indeed, she could not remember when she last wanted to shake anybody. But now she felt the urge to shake Mr. Polopetsi. She would not shake him vigorously. She did not want to hurt him in any way. She just wanted to shake the desired answer out of him. But of course she would not. And so, after taking a deep breath, she simply said, "Let me put it this way, Ra. Was there any new business today? Any new clients?" Mr. Polopetsi looked apologetic.
"I can see that I should have told you in the first place, Ma. You have every right to know."
She relaxed. "Thank you."
"And the answer is no."
She felt a mixture of relief and disappointment. She felt relieved that there had been no new clients, because that saved her from feeling anxious as to whether Mama Kutsi would deal with them properly. But she was disappointed for the lack of news, for the lack of something to think about. "Well, Ra," she said, "I hope everything goes well. I know that you are a good pair of hands to leave things in." He beamed at the compliment.
"I do my best, Ma. I will always do my best for you. You know that."
And she did. Mr. Polopetsi, she felt, was one of those people who would never allow his own ego to get in the way of duty. He was a modest and unassuming man. He was the sort of man who would loyally serve an employer, who would never jockey for promotion or seek personal advantage. He was a good man. She looked at her watch and explained that she would have to get on with her shopping. He said he must do the same, as he was cooking the evening meal for his wife.
"There are not many men in Botswana who can say that," said Mara Motswe.
Mr. Polopetsi acknowledged the compliment, but bowed his head as if to accept responsibility for the failures of all the other men.
"I only have one recipe, Ma. Maybe I will get another one some day."
"That would be nice," said Mara Motswe.